Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you? How was your weekend? Is it just me or has January gone really quick? Like, normally, January is the month for me, guys, that it is just hell. Like, it just feels like the longest month. Like, I've always thought I would hate to have a birthday in January. My sister's birthday is in January. 31st of January. She's an Aquarius. That's coming up. We're actually going to the comedy night for it. It's going to be such a laugh, honestly. Well, fucking hopefully. If not, we might be laughing at their expense. No, I have this like sympathy pain. Like if I was like watching somebody perform and I sense like loads of nerves, or like if they just haven't captivated the audience and, you know, they're not funny, or like, you know, if you're watching someone and they mess up their choreography, I feel that. Oh my God, like, I just want to hug you. It's fine. Like, everything's going to be fine. So yeah, to be honest, I'm just hoping that they all have great gigs and it's going to be really funny. But if not, it's just nice to spend some time together, isn't it, guys? You know what I mean? It's all about the memories. So guys, I've been to the cinema twice this month. Week, sorry. Three times, actually. Three times this week. Do you know what I've seen? So, okay, let's kick it off with Mean Girls, the movie. All right, listen up. You guys may or may not know, I am such a huge fan of the Mean Girls musical, right? I love it. I breathe it. I think it's just heaven, right? And listen, I think the musical is a work of art. I saw it in Broadway and I saw it in Miami on tour, okay? It is incredible. The musical is amazing. It's my favorite. And listen, Waitress, I have seen 7 times, maybe 8. And it's above Waitress for me. It's that good. It's fucking amazing. The songs are amazing. The cast are always amazing. Like, it's coming to the West End. So what I want to say is, if you've seen the movie, don't let it put you off, okay? Because that movie, I don't know who she was. I don't know. They're not related. The stage production in that movie, they've never met. Like, they are enemies, to be honest. Like, it is not a good sign for ticket sales, is all I'm gonna say. Like, just please take my word for it, and trust me that the musical is incredible. It's such a good night. It's so funny. The talent is incredible. Like, the songs are amazing. I did a TikTok today where they compared the film version to the musical version side by side, and it was like, I can't even watch when she touches his hair, and I've watched a snake eat a cow. And then on stage, it's like, I can't even watch when she touches his hair, and I've watched a snake eat a cow. It's just totally different. So yeah, Mean Girls, I gave it actually a 2 out of 10, which is low. Okay, no, I give it a 3 out of 10 because of Renee Rapp. Okay, she's amazing. So I give it a 3 out of 10 because of that. I also loved, what's the guy called, Damien? I loved the guy who played Damien. I think he was great. So Renee, Regina, and Damien were unreal. Janice was actually really good as well. But yeah, it was just the whole film. I was just like, this is just not a vibe. I don't know. They should have just filmed the stage production if that's what they were doing. I don't know. But Yeah, I still think it's worth a watch just to sort of, just so that you know what people are talking about, because I'm like one of them people where, like, to be honest, everyone's talking about Saltburn at the moment and I haven't put it on. And do you know what? Nothing's tempting me to. I'm not doing it. But Molly May likes it, so it must be good. The Molly May effect. Okay, anyway, so Mean Girls, right? But I also watched Anyone But You twice in a week. I went on Tuesday and I went again on Saturday. It is so fucking good, guys. I am unwritten, if you know, you know. It is so good. Staring at the blank space before you, open up the dirty window and look the road side, you cannot find, reaching for something in. Do you know what I've realised, guys? Do you know what I realised, guys? That song is one of them songs no one has ever, I refuse, apart from the guy in the film, whose name I could not tell you, and I've seen the film twice, but anyway, no one has ever put that song on their own playlist. Like, to be fair, I'm sure they have. I'm sure that is in lots of people's playlists. It's a legendary song. But what I'm going to say is, no one goes, Alexa, play Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. Until now, obviously. Sorry if I've set off anyone's Alexa. But what I'm saying is, even though no one's really, to be fair, I'm literally talking about myself, not many people just like listen to it on their playlist, like it's like a go-to song. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows the words. Staring at the blank space before you, open up the dirty window. Like, I know I'm not on it with the lyrics, but I'm close enough. And just, you guys, sing it. I bet you can get further in that song than you think. You cannot find, reaching for something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else is, only you can let it in. But I bet you can't remember the last time you chose to listen to that song. Why do we just know it? Do you know what I mean? So funny though. Oh, honestly, it's such a good film. 10 out of 10. I give it 10 out of 10. And I'm a harsh critic when it comes to films. I get really sleepy in the cinema. Do you know what? That confuses me so much, right? Because when I'm in bed at night, I need pitch black. And if there is the tiniest bit of light coming through my door, I can't bear it. I can't bear it. Okay? If there is noise going on anywhere, it's all I can hear and it drives me fucking crazy. At the cinema, I'm so uncomfortable because my local cinema hasn't been refurbed since 1990, to be honest. It's so uncomfortable, yeah. It is so fucking loud. I don't know what it is, but recently I feel like they've just turned up the volume that, or my ears are really sensitive. It's so fucking loud. You've got a bright screen in your eyes. Why do I fall asleep like so relaxed all the time in the cinema? Spend £10 on a ticket. Guys, who remembers the days when you used to be able to go watch a film on a Saturday morning for a quid? What a throwback. Do you remember that? I used to milk that. I used to eat that up every Saturday morning. I was like, see you, Dad. Like every weekend at my dad's. See you, Dad. I'm off to the cinema. Like, loved it in the morning. Dad, can I have a pound? Please, can I have a pound, Dad? I've got cinema in the morning with my mates. How funny. Couldn't do that now, could you? Couldn't get much for a pound these days. Also, I don't know how much they charge for a Freddo, but have you seen the size of the Freddos? I feel like people don't talk about that. We're looking at Freddos for the price. Pick one up. Have a fucking fill. It's about two chunks of a Dairy Milk bar, if that, maybe chunk and a half. It's insanity. Also, you know what else I realised recently on the topic of chocolate and how it's changed? Remember Celebrations, yeah? They used to be, I think it was like 700 grams or 600 grams. And now it's like, not that. I don't know. Nowhere near that. And do you remember, you used to get Galaxy Truffle in there. And Topic. Is it called Topic? Yeah, Topic and Galaxy Truffle. And they've replaced that with, what is it? Eclair, is it? And Milky Way, perhaps? Oh, I'd love to know what ones you guys... This is Christmas talk, and it feels criminal, but Nah, it's fine. It's just chocolate. What do you guys go for in first pick? I can guess your answer. It's a teaser, isn't it? It's a Malteser. I'm a Malteser girl. Yep, absolutely. And then once they're all gone in a box of celebrations, I'm going for a Twix, I think. Oh no, Twix replaced one of them. Twix was definitely a replacement of one of the old ones. So, yeah. That was lovely. Everyone do a nice big yawn. Isn't it funny how you can make a yawn come on? But the feeling beforehand, waiting for it to hit and for it to be real, is weird. All do that now. Isn't that nice? What are you guys up to anyway? What are you doing right now? Let me know. Oh, that was so snotty of me. Let me know. Also, I inquired about a couple of nose jobs this week. I've been chatting to some doctors, you know, just like getting some info. Not sure when that might be happening. Maybe if a miracle happens, you never know. So I just like to know what we're working with. And I had to send this doctor some pics of my nose from either side, the centre and the nostrils from below. I said, listen, the reason I'm talking to you is because I'm insecure about my nose. And you want me to send you a picture from underneath of my nostrils, yeah. No, I get it. I understand. I understand why he would ask me to show the nostrils. Anyway, I thought, don't know if I got enough pixels on this camera to show you my nostrils, son. Anyway, he said, whoa, yeah, we can definitely help. And he quoted me, I think it was about 4,000, which isn't too bad. And that is in Istanbul, but it doesn't include flight or hotels or transfers or baggage or anything else. So that's just for the surgery. I was like, oh, okay, I'll get back to you on that one. Thanks for your time. But yeah, sometimes you just got to know what you're working with, you know, because I go through phases of my nose where some days I'm like, you know what? Who needs perfection? We you know, we can't have it all. You just got to accept yourself for who you are. Life's too short. Let's focus on all the things that you do have, which is, you know, I'm not going to list them because I don't like to jinx them, but you know. And then the next day I'll be like, look at that absolute fucking honker on my face. Get that chiseled. Do you know what I mean? I can't cope. So today was one of them days, but that's all right. Anyway, you're beautiful just the way you are, though. Just not me. Pick me. No, I'm just saying because I sound like such a hypocrite, don't I? Oh, we're all the same, aren't we, really? All right, guys. So the weekly debate this week, I'm really looking forward to getting into that. It was inspired by one of your dilemmas. And from the response, a lot of you are really excited to hear this and you think it's a great question. So shout out to the girl. Although not really, because you are going through it yourself at the moment. But then also just appreciate that you wrote in because, you know, it's sparked a great conversation. And hopefully the weekly debate responses might help you when we get to your dilemma. So yeah, I hope you guys are all feeling really good today. Thank you so much for choosing Leah on the Line to listen to out of your list of podcasts when you were choosing your episodes just now. That means the absolute world to me. I appreciate you so, so, so much. Let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. So the weekly debate this week, I'm just going to go straight in and ask. Okay, I'm really excited to hear the answers. So my question is, you're dating someone. Everything is going perfectly. Then you find out that they cheated on their last two partners. What are you doing? Okay, because we discussed, do you believe in once a cheat, always a cheat, blah, 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 blah. But I'm curious to know, you're with someone, you're seeing each other, it's getting kind of serious. And then, you know, you might come onto the conversation of like, oh, so tell me about your past relationships. How did they end? And we're getting a bit of honesty here. I did actually cheat on them. Oh no, that's awful. Okay, what about the one before? Cheated on them as well. Do you know what I mean? So how are you feeling? Let's have a look. Run is the first response I'm seeing. Another run. Running emojis. Okay. Just dating, I'd leave. You lied. Oh, we don't know if they lied. Wait, what? How did I word this? Okay. But yeah, I get you. If you're just dating, it's like, okay, I don't need to get into this, realistically, do I? Leaving and glad that I found out while we were only in the dating stage. Yep. Nothing, but I am super vigilant and aware that if they do cheat, no chances. Oh, and if they do cheat, no chances. Yeah. But then I guess you are giving them a chance in the first place by saying, okay, you've cheated on all your exes, but let's just, you know, I'm giving you a chance not to cheat on me. And then what if they did? Then it's like, could have seen that one coming. But then it's one of them things where it's like, do you hold someone's past against them? Or do you, is this a case of, you know, he or she, they're telling you who they are. And I'm just choosing not to listen. Or maybe that's not who they are. You know, it's difficult. Let's carry on reading. Big ick. I'm humble enough to know I won't be the last to be cheated on if I give them the opportunity. Great perspective. It's true. Yeah. You know. I would have a serious chat with them about why, but it is a major red flag. Mm-hmm. But then, like, can anyone ever give you a reason why they cheated and you feel any better about it? Like, even if they turn around and was like, oh, well, you know, they were cheating on me, so, okay, then leave. Like, don't, you know, like, I can't think of any reason somebody would give me why they cheated. Like, even if I sat someone down and said, why? Tell me why. And they gave me a reason. What? I can't think of a reason that is going to make me go, oh, fair enough, you know. Proceed with caution. I'd be expecting the same to be done to myself. Right, see, so in that case, are you not better off just being like, okay, you know, do your thing, just not with me, you know? Someone says, oh, fuck me, I don't even know. Yeah, mood. I can't deal with the daily insecurity no matter how much he reassured me, so boy, bye. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, do I want to sign myself up to worry and fear from day one? Like, do I not just want a guy who hasn't cheated? Do you know what I mean? Or at least if they did, it was a long time ago and it was once and it was your biggest mistake. Do you know what I mean? If it happened twice in a row, then I don't think they learned from it. I'd end things. Great point. I'd want to know how long ago were these relationships, and it depends if he told me or if I found out myself. That is absolutely true. If it was a case of you know, maybe you're getting messages from the exes saying, just so you know, I've seen you're involved with so-and-so, they're a big fat cheater. Or if it's like I said at the beginning, where you're having conversations about how your relationship's ended and they're like, you know, I'll be honest, I did cheat. So that is such a good point. I'm dumping them. Once a cheater, always a cheater. You cheat once, you'll do it again. Okay. If it was any time within the last 2 years and two partners, I'm running for the hills. Yeah, we're talking last two partners. Asking a ton of questions. Why did you feel the need to cheat? Did you know the people who they cheated with, or were they randomers? Could I speak to your exes about it? Really all depends how they found out about the previous two times, if partner told them or someone else did, etc. Yeah. I feel it would create trust issues, as I've been cheated on before and I'm already wary. Yeah, this is the thing, like, it's hard enough out here trying to trust people these days, let alone when you've given me a reason not to. So I'm talking to them. I need the deets. Once a cheat, always a cheat. Continue but be wary. Start an argument, lol. Why didn't you mention it before? Did you get cheated on? The past doesn't reflect the future. Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Nothing. I've cheated before in bad toxic relationships, but I would never cheat on my boyfriend. We've been together almost a year and a half and he's my person. I would never cheat on him. I don't even notice other boys. Once a cheat, always a treat. Cheat isn't true, although I know it's many people's opinions, it just isn't. I was very immature and in a bad stage in my life, and I've grown up so much, and I'm so embarrassed of doing that to people. people change. I love that. I absolutely love that. And I think a lot of people might have needed to hear that. Thank you. I love that. I'm ending it. Once you've cheated, I could... if you've cheated once, I think. Once... Okay, fucking hell, Leah. Once cheated, I could overlook, as people can change, but not twice. Yeah, I do agree. I can get that. I'm proceeding with caution. nothing. Hello, red flag. This is my situation. I've been going out with my boyfriend for a year and I can't stop thinking about how he was cheated in the past and how he won't do it to me. Oh, I'd be protective of myself and my feelings and get to know them properly as a person. But the thing is, as I know we all say, like, oh, I'd proceed with caution and, like, I'd protect my feelings. How? Like, what is proceeding with caution? Like, what does that look like? Either way, if someone cheats, it's gonna fucking hurt. I guess it's a case of, like, oh, you're being cautious in terms of, what are we asking to check the phone? Are we asking for a location? Like, are we being extra eyes on? Because if so, like, fucking hell, you know, like, exhausting. And I always say this, like, I never want to go looking for someone cheating, because it's like, I don't okay, how do I word this without just babbling for too long? What it is, right, is I don't want to be the type of girlfriend that's like, can I see your phone? Can I have your location? Can you text me when you get there? Can you text me here? Can you text me there? Can I call you when you're out? Because if I feel like you're literally on tag in a relationship with me, then it feels like the only reason you aren't cheating is because I'm making it impossible. I'd rather give you all the freedom in the world and you not cheat on me. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of girlfriend I want to be. Is I don't want you to not cheat on me because I've made it impossible for you, because I'm on your dick every second. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Do you know what I mean? So yeah, but then, yeah, I get you. I do get you. It's stressful. I would break up with them unless there is a super valid reason. But this is the thing. I don't think there is a valid reason to cheat. Just end the relationship. If you want to be with somebody else, end the relationship. I don't think I'd be able to just ignore that or trust fully 100%, especially if it was recent. I'm talking it out with them. I'm talking about my concerns. Yeah. I would end it unless the person is going to go into therapy or doing some serious self-reflecting. That's such a great idea, actually. Like, if you want me to get involved with you, I need you to see you doing some self-development here, you know. I'd get annoyed, but carry on and proceed with caution. I'm taking things slow. Red flag, run. Leaving, especially if it's been in the past, if it's been the past two and not just a one-off. Probably be extra insecure, but ride it out. I would definitely reconsider for sure. Everyone makes mistakes, but two exes, no. Yeah, I feel ya. Okay, guys, so I feel like we're all kind of not sure how to navigate that situation by the looks of that. Like, it's almost a bit like, I don't really... To be fair, there are quite a few of you that was like, I'm out of town. Like, see you later, babe. I'm immediately done. But I feel like a lot of people, you know, we're all a bit like, I don't really know what I would do with that. Because it's like, I don't want to judge you. I don't want to make assumptions about you. But then also, I don't want to get hurt. So that is a tricky one. I do feel like it's probably safer to just find another one, because there's millions, billions even. Do you know what I mean? But when you really, really, really like someone, especially if you've had this, you know, maybe you feel like you've got a twin flame connection, soulmate connection, it's like, oh fuck, what am I gonna do now, you know? All right, guys, anyway, thank you so much for sending your responses to the weekly debate. I love you and appreciate you more than you'll ever understand. If you have any weekly debate ideas, please send them in, leahontheline.com, and let's get into some dilemmas. Okay, everybody, so I'm gonna kick it off with this one. It says, hey gorgeous, please could you give some advice? Oh, girls, thank you for calling me gorgeous. I hope this makes sense. I'm terrible at writing stuff. Oh, same, don't worry. Me and my boyfriend are both 21. We recently agreed not to go on a summer holiday this year as we want to prioritise saving money to buy a house. I was holding my boyfriend's phone when I saw a chat named Lad's Holiday. I asked what it was about and he said that they were just talking about one, but nothing had been planned yet. Okay, so you've made an agreement. No holidays this year. Or at least you've said you're not going to go on holiday together because, you know, you're saving for a house and he's planning a lad's holiday. Brilliant. Nothing had been planned yet. I asked if he'd be going and he said yes. Okay. He lives at home and doesn't have many bills, so can save more money than me as I'm currently renting. He could tell I felt off after and tried to justify it by saying we talked about going on a city break, so he'd still be going away with me, which we said we'd do so that we can still get the chance to get away but not spend too much money, it would only be 3 days max. But why should he still get to go on 2 holidays? Am I right to be upset as I feel like he's not prioritising our future whilst I'm sacrificing a holiday and he's still planning on going on one? I already have some insecurities, as when he went on a lad's holiday last year, he was pictured with another girl. What do we mean pictured? Like, you know, who was this girl? What were they doing in the pic? I wish we had attached photos, babes. I would love to see that. He promised me he didn't do anything with her, but it really upset me that he was even in that situation in the first place. Yeah, to be fair, if I even saw a picture of my boyfriend on a holiday and there was like an centimeter of a high heel on the floor within a meter, I'm like, who's that? Zooms in. Who's that? I know them heels, they're from Public Desire. Who is that? They're a size 4. Who's she? All right, carrying on. He promised me he didn't do anything with her, but it really upset me that he was even in that situation in the first place, and it was the first thing he told me when he got home, so I didn't feel like put at ease with the holiday, if that makes sense. I just wanted him to get back and there have been no problems. I also asked that he'd message me every night when he got home, just so I knew he'd be back safe as I'd be up worrying, which he didn't do for one of the nights. Fuck. No, that would actually send me spiraling. Seriously, I'll be on a plane. I'm on a plane. I'm sorry. If you're texting me, just got in, babe, every night, and one night I'm not getting it, I'm on a plane. I'm on the next flight. Yeah. Honestly, I just want to say to him that if he goes on the holiday, he can find himself a new girlfriend whilst he's there. But it would be good to get your perspective. Love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, so do you know what, as I was reading this I was thinking, you know what, like, his outgoings are less than yours, like, unfortunately, he just can't afford a holiday and probably still be able to save as much as you, because like we said, his outgoings are less. Did I say more the last time? His outgoings are less, so he can save more, right? But then you said about this trust issue thing, so I was like, right, okay, it's making more sense why it's unsettling. I think the saving situation is one thing, but I don't think it's the real issue why you're pissed off about it. I think it's because you don't like how it feels when he goes on a lad's holiday because of your experience with it, and because now like there is an issue with trust, which seems to be his fault, to be honest, for the lack of support and reassurance. So yeah, I feel like there is a lack of trust there, and you not wanting him to go on a holiday isn't really about the saving situation. I think it's probably because you don't want to spend 5 nights stressing, feeling shit, thinking, I hope he isn't fucking cheating on me. So for you to say, like, I feel like saying, you know what, if you want to go on this fucking holiday, find yourself a new girlfriend, mate. There may be underlying issues, like, it may be a case of maybe you don't actually want to be with him, because to say, like, find yourself a new girlfriend, it's crazy to go from, like, we're saving for a house together to if you go on this holiday, it's over. I feel like there does need to be some conversations here that need to be had, and maybe you need to come to an agreement of, like, look, if you're going to go on this holiday, we need to set some boundaries in place of, like, don't not fucking text me when you're out all night. I might need the odd FaceTime because there is an issue of trust there, and I am just asking you for a bit of support through that, you know? It isn't a nice feeling when you're on holiday. It's just not. If you're there for 5 nights, it's going to be a shit 5 nights for me, it just is, you know? But then also, you have to remember that we get to decide how we want to spend them. Say he's going for 5 nights, right? We get to decide how we spend them 5 nights. You can decide, you know what, I'm not going to stay in on my own doing my normal routine, like sweating and stressing over my boyfriend. I'm going to book in plans with the girls, my sister, my mum, whatever, like my cousins, my friends, whoever it is, we're going to book in some plans. I'm also going to schedule in a night just for me to hang out with myself and read a book and get in the bath and have a lovely me night and doing all the things that I love most, eating my favourite food, having some chocolate dip strawberries, whatever it is, and enjoying it and watching your favourite series or your favourite YouTubers, whatever it is, and just decide I'm not going to sweat over you. And also, I think we need to pick up this mentality of like, sitting there and going, oh my god, like, is he with a girl, like, oh my god, like, where is he, it changes nothing. I think we need to adopt this mentality of like, you're just fucking incredible, and if someone is going to fumble that and fuck it up, that is literally so embarrassing for them, and it's them that has to live with that. Like, it's them that has to move on with their life knowing they fucked it up. You will be happy no matter what, you know. If somebody causes you pain, that's only temporary. You will move on to something better, because anyone that hurts you is not good enough anyway, full stop. So I think let's adopt that mentality. But also, yeah, have this conversation of like, look, I don't like this, but I'm not going to stop you. I'm just asking for a bit more support through it. You know, does that make sense? Okay. All right, let's go with, okay, I think this is the one. Okay, no, this isn't the one about the weekly debate, but it is a very interesting one, so we're going to get into it. Okay. Hey girl, I love the pod so much. Thank you so much. I love you. Been listening for a year and a half maybe, so I thought I'd share. Oh my god, such a long time. That's actually so long. A year and a half. Oh, how exciting. I love you so much. We're long-term besties at this point. Okay, I think I'm overthinking my situation massively. So me and my boyfriend of 2 years are in a long distance relationship, as I'm at uni and we only see each other once every few months. And because of this, we tend to have phone sex about once a week. But the other night we were on a call and we were getting into it, and he said that he'd rather go and do it by himself. Now immediately I just thought he's going to watch porn, which is, I'd already explained at the start of our relationship, isn't something I find respectful. Okay, so you've had this conversation like, I don't like the whole porn thing in relationships, right? At the beginning. But even if that isn't why, I think I find it a bit insulting. I don't really know what to do about the situation. This is such a random dilemma. Sorry, girl. Lots of love. Oh my God, why can't I help you in? I think it's because I'm not taking enough gaps to breathe when I speak. Anyway, so this is a difficult one. I'm very offended if I were you. Like, if I'm on the phone with my man and we're getting down and dirty, yeah? And then he's like, you know what? I think I'd rather just do this alone. Are you okay? Are you actually joking me right now? No, you are so single to me at that point. If you're going to say that to me, you're single. If you're going to turn around, I think I'd just rather do this on my own. You're single. Sorry, you don't need me, clearly. Like, you're single, babes. Like, I'm ending it over that. I don't even think I'm joking. Guys, if my boyfriend said to me, I think I'd rather do this alone. Like, I'm sorry. Imagine you were, like, having sex or, like, getting about to have sex. And then they went, I think I'd rather just do it myself. Are you actually... No, I'm sorry. That's weird, babe. I find that proper crazy. Like, I don't think I could move past that. I don't think you're overreacting. Am I overreacting? Wait, listeners, what do you think? Am I overreacting? Is this crazy? Am I being crazy right now? But I don't think so. Guys, just imagine it. I'm not overreacting, surely. Like, guys, imagine you're on the phone with your boyfriend, you haven't seen him for ages, and you get a bit horny together, and then you're like, oh yeah, what would you do to me? And he's like, I think I'd rather see this on my own. Bearing in mind, it's not out of shyness where, you know, oh, this isn't really my thing. They've done this. They've been doing this. And all of a sudden, nah, babe, you're not doing it for me, baby girl. You're not doing it for me. I'm off. I'm going to do this on my own. I'm gutted. I am mortified. I'm leaving the country. No, I'm sorry. You're leaving the country. Like, I'm literally shipping you away out of my sight. Nowhere near me again. Like that. I don't know how I would recover. I think I would just combust. Like, okay. How did you respond? Oh, you poor thing. Like, that would really hurt my self-esteem as well. Like, how would you respond? Babe, I think I'd rather... What did you say that he's... The words he used? He'd rather go and do it by himself. God, imagine... Right, babe, I think I'm going to go and do this by myself. And you're like... Oh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, me too. I can watch porn. I can get with that. Yeah. I can get on board with that. I can get involved. I can watch porn. Yeah, I'm into it. No, I'd be like... Babe, I think I'm going to go and do this by myself. You are you? Okay, well, do me a favour. When you hang up, delete my number. Yeah, that's what I'll be doing. Oh, babe, that's tough. I don't know what you should do. I think you should talk about that. And say, like, you know, is there a reason, you know? To be fair, it's probably not that deep. I'm probably overreacting. It's probably not that deep. Maybe he just couldn't really be bothered. Maybe he's a bit tired and he just fancied a quick one. Maybe he was feeling a bit shy. Too shy, you know? I'm sure there's a valid explanation for this. So don't listen to me, who's made that very dramatic. Upon reflection, there could definitely be a valid explanation for this. So just have a word. And, you know, how come you fucking pied me off hard, mate? Just out of curiosity. How come you... absolutely launched a triple whipped pie in my face that night, just out of curiosity, you know? Let me know. Love you, babe. Also, on the topic, to the girl whose boyfriend watches porn after porn after porn after porn after porno, please give us an update. We're just screaming. We want to know. If any of you have any updates, please send them in. Honestly, I love them so much. Please, 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 pray, please. All right, let's do another one. Okay, hey Leah, help. Okay, this is the weekly debate one, guys. I've been seeing a boy for about a year and a half now. Oh, fuck. I didn't actually process that the first time I read this. A year and a half. We've been chatting on and off for the time we've known each other. Okay, Fez. And I've always... Oh my God, sorry. Why can't I get this in my brain? and always have really liked each other, but he is at uni 2 hours from my uni town, which is his and my hometown. Okay. Every time he comes back home, he makes effort to see me. But recently, he's laid it on very thick and told me he thinks we should make it official. Stun. Okay. He's amazing, very smart, gets on so well with my parents who love him, is chatty, so funny, and still, after all this time, I smile at my phone when he texts. Oh, this is lovely. Okay, the only problem is he has a history of cheating. He has cheated on both of his previous girlfriends. He's 22 now and did this when he was 17 to 20-ish. And of course, he's given me the talk that he's changed and I'm different. Oh, not that you're different. It's different with you. It's different with you. Literally, shut up. Like, seriously. I just don't know how I will cope with him being so far away. I'm scared I will drive myself mad worrying. He also has a huge reputation for himself of sleeping around. He's slept with around 100 girls, and I just don't know if I can trust the idea that he's matured enough to settle down at 22. We haven't slept together in over a year because he says he wants to prove to me that the time he spends with me is for me and not to have sex. That's interesting. Okay. We always said if we were both single by the end of uni, summer 2025, when he moves home, we'd get together and give it a proper shot. But it's getting to the point now where we can't stay away from each other and the thought of each other with other people annoys us too much. Can I trust him? Can a cheater ever change? I feel like 22 isn't old enough for a man like him to want to settle down permanently and I'm dating to marry. I'm 20 for reference. Love you, been a listener since the first ep. Ah! I love you. Thank you. You're so, so nice. Okay, this is tricky. I don't know what this guy's on. I don't know. He's got me there, to be honest. I think one thing that did stand out to me is you haven't had sex for a year. And, you know, is he having sex with other girls? Just out of curiosity, or has he not had sex for a year? Because you said we haven't slept together in over a year because he says he wants to prove to me that the time he spends with me is for me. But does that, it doesn't necessarily go to say that he's not having sex with other girls, especially if you say that like he's got a bit of a reputation, he slept with around 100 girls. Like, can a guy like that at 22 just go bang and not have sex for a year? I'm not sure. Okay, so also, he is 22 now and did this when he was 17 to 20-ish. So, and he's given me the talk that he's changed. I want to point out that he was cheating for longer than he's not been cheating. So he was cheating from 17 to 20. That's 3 years. He's 22 now. So it's only 2 years of no cheating. He's been with you a year and a half. So, well, on and off. So I'm only going to assume he has been single for those 2 years. So he couldn't actually possibly have cheated anyway in that last 2 years. So really, he hasn't proved anything yet. You will be the test of time, because you will be the next girlfriend. And if he doesn't cheat on you, yeah, he has a valid case then that he has changed and he doesn't cheat anymore. But at the moment, he doesn't have a leg to stand on because he cheated from 17 to 20 on both of his previous girlfriends and he hasn't had a girlfriend since. And it was only 2 years ago. And he was seeing you a year and a half of that, you know? And he's not had sex with you, which makes me, for some reason, like, my brain just tells me, like, he's fucking other girls. Like, that's just my brain. But find that out for sure. Do you know what? You say, like, he has all these green flags and, like, your parents love him. He's smart. He's amazing. Like, he's really chatty and he's funny. So, So I would just say, like, I don't know. I want you to sort of be very careful. But then at the same time, I don't know how can you be careful? How can you carefully, you know, not get cheated on? We do have evidence from the weekly debate that, you know, once a cheat, always a cheat is not a thing. We have a girl that sent in her experience saying, you know, she cheated on people before, but she would never cheat on her boyfriend now. So I don't believe once a cheat, always a cheat. I never have. But do I believe that you've cheated on your last two girlfriends, I'm going to be the next girlfriend and be different. No, only because any time I've ever believed anything like that, not about cheating, but just in terms of like, oh yeah, all the girls I've been with before say the same thing about me, but it'll be different with you. Like, it never is. Do you know what I mean? So unless you've been on a long journey of growth, he's also 22, which is very young. It's very young. So to put it brutally, as your best friend who's given you tough love, I don't think he is trustworthy personally. Again, like you say, like settling down at 22 is unusual, but at the same time, like maybe he's had his years of fucking around and chatting to other girls and cheating, and you know, he's had plenty of sex, so maybe he's bored of it now. Maybe he's like, you know what, I do just want a fucking good girlfriend and give her my all. Maybe he is there, and for your sake, I really, really hope he is. But I don't know, I don't get a good feeling at 22, and for you to be the next girlfriend since the last who he cheated on, I don't know. I'm worried for you, but absolutely, there is a massive, massive chance that he has changed. So I think go with your gut, and, you know, love is always a risk. I always say this, love is always a risk, whether you've got history of cheating or not. Doesn't mean that just because they've never cheated before doesn't mean they won't cheat on you. Like, realistically, someone's history doesn't actually mean anything. You could be with someone who was with someone 10 years, totally faithful, never cheated, and then they cheat on you, you know? If someone's background, realistically, kind of irrelevant, because whatever goes down in your relationship is going to happen. So, you know, if you really, really, really like this guy and you're serious about him, I'm here for it, and I do believe that people change. I'm only saying there's just a feeling. I don't know what it is. I just have this feeling, but I don't know him, obviously. Never met him. So, yeah, I really hope that he has changed. But like I said, love is always a risk, and you just have to decide if the person that you are seeing is worth the risk, because it either ends well or it doesn't. And that's the case no matter who they are, no matter how many times they've cheated, no matter how many people they've had sex with, no matter what their reputation, you're either going to get hurt or you're not. Really? That's literally it. So yeah, I do believe people can change, and I really hope he has for you, babes, because I think you're amazing. All right. Oh, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to this. Please stay for the outro. Let's wrap up the episode. Okay, you guys, so after the book series, I continued to read it. So I finished all the films, right? And I enjoyed, like I said to you guys, I really enjoyed them. Very toxic, but films are definitely less toxic. But I picked up the second book again, because like I said, I only started it and then I put it back down. I just could not pick it back up. I picked it back up and I've now finished that. Do you know what it was? I was just, you know, when you get to the bottom of the page and you're like, I'm not even listening. I'm not even listening to the voice in my head. I'm not listening. And it kept happening and kept happening. And then as I got about halfway through the book, I was a lot more into it. And I think now I know where the story's going and how it ends. I don't have this impatience. So when the book feels like it's getting a bit slow, or, you know, it's getting a bit repetitive, or like, oh, fucking hell, they're having another argument, or, oh, shock, they're getting back together again. Like, when it gets a bit like that, I don't mind it as much now because I know the story. What I will say to anyone that's read the book and watched the films, they leave out the whole storyline with Zed, which is crazy in the film. I had no idea this whole storyline with Zed happens until I read it. I was like, oh, where the fuck did you come from? So if you have only seen the films, please read the books. There is a lot more that happens, like a lot more, and in a very different order as well. Also, oh, I forgot what I was going to say then. I feel like they 100% should have made it a series. You know, like each book should have been series one, series two, series three, because then they could have included the whole Zed storyline, like every single thing that happened. They could have fit it in a series. It would have been sick. I would love to see it as a series. It'd be amazing. But yeah, it's not a series, it's a film, so too bad, really. All right, guys. Well, I hope you'll have an amazing week, whatever it is that you're getting up to. If you're at the gym, if you're falling asleep right now, putting on my relaxing voice. To be fair, if you are putting this on to fall asleep, hopefully you are already asleep at this point. And if so, can you hear me in your dreams right now? That's kind of crazy. Do you guys set a timer when you put a podcast on to fall asleep? Because I do. And it's the worst when it turns off and you're still awake and you think, fuck, I really thought I'd be asleep by now, but I'm not. Anyway, are you cleaning? Are you driving? I feel like a lot of people listen to a podcast when they drive. I feel like they definitely make a drive go quicker. If you have listened to this, maybe you're driving to work. If so, that's a long journey. Maybe you started it on your drive home yesterday and you're finishing it on your drive to today. Or maybe you started it this morning and you're finishing it on your drive home now. How was work today, guys? How was it? Everything all right in the office and that? Yeah? That's good. Love you. All right, guys. Well, I hope you'll have an amazing week, whatever it is that you're getting up to. Send in any dilemmas, any weekly debates, any confessions, leahontheline.com. And I can't shout again. Sorry, guys. I feel like I always record my podcast late at night. I find it so relaxing doing it late at night. And I enjoy the long late night chats, you know. It's proper sleepover vibes. All right, guys. I hope you have an amazing week. And I'll speak to you on Friday for a brand new episode. All right. I love you. Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.